Our text for today is another selection of verses from Jesus' high priestly or sacerdotal prayer. He is praying to the Heavenly Father for his followers. John chapter 17, verses 13 through 19. Jesus prays, "But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth." We pray. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. In our text for today, Jesus is praying to the Heavenly Father that he might sanctify those who believe in him, that they might be strengthened and preserved in their faith. As Jesus was preparing to leave this world, he was praying that we, who might remain in this world a little while longer, might be prepared for when he would not be visibly present among us. Jesus knew and still knows full well the evil condition of this world, how hard the devil strives to overtake us, like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. The world is a nasty place, and it has been ever since our first parents, Adam and Eve, fell into sin. In fact, to use a rather crass but true phrase, the whole world has all gone to hell. When Adam and Eve sinned, the whole world was instantly infected. Man was no longer in the image of God, living in perfect happiness and in conformity to God's will. Instead, mankind had become a traitor to God. Man's allegiance was no longer to God, but rather pledged to all the muck and filth of this world, to the kingdom that Satan founded. This is an allegiance that we are all acquainted with. It boggles our minds how appealing and enticing the things of this world may appear to be. The devil has a lot of shiny, pretty little objects in his pocket that he just loves to throw out in front of us and to entice us with. Perhaps it's that shiny new sports car that we would all just love to be roaring around in, making everybody's head turn as we drove by. Or perhaps it's that cute girl or guy that we would love to be hanging onto our arm so that everyone that saw us knew that we were popular. Perhaps the devil even has that shiny, pretty report card filled with straight A's that he can entice us with. Like a roaring lion goes after the weak, Satan knows our weaknesses and uses these against us. We all have these weaknesses, these sinful desires for things that we think will benefit us in our life here. Deep down inside of us in the old Adam, we want to be, in some sort of way, a big deal. Still, if you think about it, none of these things are going to make us a big deal. So what if we are beautiful? Someday, when our youth melts away, we might end up terribly ugly. That shiny sports car someday is going to rust out and break down. Without a car and being terribly ugly, how are we going to be popular? How are we going to be popular? In all of our years of education, we might get straight A's. We might get a fine job and make lots of money. But what good is that going to do us when we die? These are things that we can't take with us when we die. As Job says, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart." To the devil, we are not a big deal. but rather no deal at all. The devil doesn't care about us. His only concern is to use these things to drag as many of us down to hell with him as he possibly can. However, every single one of us is a big deal to God. Even though this sinful world had all gone to hell, he wanted us back. This is the very reason why God himself, in the person of Jesus Christ, came and lived in this cesspool world of ours. He came and lived perfectly in it. When Satan tried to entice him with all the things of this world, Jesus rebuked him. Even when Christ was faced with a horrific and gruesome death on the cross, he went to it willingly. He knew that his perfect life and his sacrificial death were needed to restore you and me to that status of perfect and holy in God's eyes. That, Christian friends, is a big deal. Jesus Christ, who being in very nature God, humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. He did this for you and for me, so that we might be brought out of this world, no longer bound for hell, but rather for an eternity in paradise. Every single one of us is very important to God. In our text, Jesus himself is praying for you and for me. He knew that he was not going to be a visible shepherd to us, able to stand next to us and prevent us from being enticed by all these shiny objects of Satan. This was something he was able to do for his apostles during his earthly ministry. But still, this is why Jesus, in our text, prays, "Keep them from the evil one." And a few verses later, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." These are really profound words. We often hear them prayed after the sermon or homily text, but it seems that sometimes we don't appreciate them as we should. With these words, Jesus is praying that God the Father might sanctify us, that through his work we might be holy, so that even though we are subjected to all the filth and muck of this world, we would continue to know and to appreciate the regained relationship that we now have with God. All the trivial and decaying things of this world are nothing compared to the eternal riches that are prepared for us in heaven. Jesus wants us who believe in him to be preserved in our faith so that we may join him in those heavenly riches. What's more, God the Father has answered Jesus' prayer and has given us the means to preserve us in the faith. He has given us the sanctifying word, which we hear of in our text. As you know, Jesus himself was often referred to as the Word, such as in John chapter 1, verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Yet, as we all know, the Holy Scriptures are also referred to as the Word of God. Jesus, as he promised to be with us to the very end of the age, is present and with us in the means of grace, in the Holy Word, the Holy Scriptures, and in the sacraments that he himself has given to us. These are things to which we can turn to for sanctification. These are the very things that strengthen and keep us in the faith. The means of grace which Jesus has left for us who believe in him are the real treasures that we find in this world here, far superior to anything that Satan might offer. The Word of God, the Bible, gives us the gospel message that Jesus lived and died for us, that we might be liberated from this world. In holy baptism, the old sinful man is put down and drowned. He is dead, and so are his wants and desires for those things of this world. Meanwhile, the new man in baptism is brought forth, the new man who is holy and perfect in God's eyes, who is an heir of heaven. In the Lord's Supper, Christ is present with his own body and blood for the forgiveness of all of our sins. These are the gifts that God gives to us to preserve us in the faith, to preserve us as His children as we live in this world. These means of grace are also what He wants us to take with us out into the world. He wants us to take them to others who are still trapped and ensnared in all the world's muck. We, as Christians who have been sanctified by the truth, by Jesus Christ, are sent into the world to help those who are still trapped. He tells us, "Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." As sanctified people who possess and use the means of grace, we cannot help but let our light shine before men. This is why we are in the world, yet not of it. We know that this world has all gone to hell, yet how wonderful it is to know that we are not of this hell-bound world. We belong instead to Him who sanctified Himself for us, that we too might be sanctified. We belong to Him and are possessors of His eternal glories. All thanks, honor, and praise be to Him who sanctified us by His truth. Amen.